Time now to catch up with Port Adelaide star recruit. He's a premiership player. He's a South Australian kid, and Port Adelaide are wrapped to have him. His name is Scott Lysett. Scott, thanks so much for joining us.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Settled in nicely by the looks?
Yeah. I've really enjoyed my time in the club so far, and all the coaches and players and supporters have been really welcoming and just made the whole transition really easy.
You've come from a premiership-winning footy program. How similar is Port Adelaide's program to what West Coast have achieved last year, and is there still some room for improvement with where Port Adelaide see their footy program and the changes they've made to that?
Well, so far, you know, I'm really happy with all the program at Port Adelaide so far. I can see a lot of similarities, and obviously no footy club is the exact same, but I'm really happy with where the footy club's at. And last year when I was thinking about coming back before Paul had all the injuries, I thought they were going pretty well. So hopefully this year we can keep most of our good players fit and finish off the year better than last year.
Clearly they identified a need, Port Adelaide. Paddy Ryder, 31 years of age, has had some trouble with his Achilles. I'm fascinated to see how they're going to use you and him in tandem. I'm excited by it. What do you think the split will be between forward and ruck for yourself?
Oh, it's hard to say, really, but I can see it being pretty similar to what I've done in the past with Nick Nat. And I was actually having this conversation with Paddy the other day about playing with him and hopefully prolonging his career. And I've been really lucky to work with some great ruckmen, and Dean Cox, Nick Nat, and now Paddy. So it's only made me a better player. And hopefully, Nick Nat and I worked pretty well in the past, so I'm sure there's no reason why myself and Paddy can't do the same.
Scotty, before we get into all that, the AFLX, are you excited about it? Have you seen all the new rules? What's the feeling, the vibe amongst the players?
Yeah, I'm excited by it. I'm sure most of the players are. It's probably not a big man's game. I don't think I'll be playing it, which suits me fine, because you get pretty buggered playing it, trust me. So definitely one for the midfielders and the smaller blokes, but obviously it's a new to the sport, but I can see it having a real impact in the future. And I heard you guys talking before about possibly making the teams around the states and how people could follow it, so I think that's a good idea, but it's only new and there's always going to be little things to tinker with, so I'm sure it's only going to get better.
So is that something that would make you want to genuinely get involved, if, say, there was a Team South Australia involved?
Yeah, well, I think any time you get the opportunity to put, your state Guernsey on, you wouldn't say no, so definitely that would excite me. But in saying that, the format, what they've done this year, looks pretty exciting as well. They've brought in some really nice players, and I'll be turning in, that's for sure.
Mate, this part of the pre-season, tell us exactly where you're at. Are you still punching out the 1Ks and all the unpleasant stuff, or are you starting to fine-tune the skills and get ready for games?
Well, not quite at games yet. So I think we play the first practice game in a couple of weeks internal. So at the moment, we're just honing our skills in and doing some running after training and all that kind of stuff still, which is always pretty tough. But hopefully, the games are just around the corner, so I'm sure the program will change and it'll be easy for the players to not get thrashed as much, I guess.
How have you seen the events of the last couple of weeks? Unfortunately, a couple of negative stories of Ollie needing shoulder surgery, and in particular Jack Watts on Sunday night. How was he when he addressed the players yesterday, Jack, and what was the message he sent to the group?
Yeah, he was very disappointed. I wasn't really sure what to expect with Watsy coming over, not knowing him, but he was really out there. He's really, talkative kind of guy and loves getting the boys up and about, but you could just tell that yesterday he was real disappointed. And, the players are, a little bit disappointed with him as well, but, we've got his back and, hopefully we can just put our arms around him and hopefully put this behind him and make sure he has a good year.
Scotty, it's such a different age now where, anything you guys do, phones are out. You guys turn up to the airport, someone's filming you. Are you guys aware, are you spoken to about just the dangers of, I don't think anyone's going to say you can't do specific things. You're allowed to have fun, but are you warned about the dangers of people? There's always someone filming you guys?
Yeah, well, I think, it just heightens the fact that you're overseas in Germany and someone's doing that. So, but I get, you do learn from a young age. You get people from the AFL and the AFLPA come out and teach young guys not just about that, but about all aspects of, you know, life, really. You know, respecting women and making sure you're respecting the club and all that, all these kind of things. And I guess it's just a reminder, although it's unfortunate to be at Port Adelaide, but just a healthy reminder for everyone just to know that you always, you know, have eyes on you, and that's just a part of playing AFL. And I guess the if you can't handle that, then I guess it's not for you.
The AFL Players Association come around and visit the clubs at least a couple of times a year. Have they been around this pre-season so far, and what are some of the challenges facing the current players?
No, they haven't come to the club yet, so we're still waiting to see them. They usually do come around before the start of the season, but the AFLPA have been, you know, really good with the players. I'm real happy with the support that they've given us, and yeah, I'm not really too sure what their major issues are at the moment, but I'm more than happy to, if we with our issues, that they'll handle them and do the best that they can for us.
West Coast Premiership player joining us, Scott Lysett, played 25 games last year, kicked 10 goals, had an outstanding season, has now crossed to Port Adelaide. Scotty, in your brief time training with your new club, where do you think Port Adelaide's strengths will be in 2019?
Oh, I've actually been really surprised that all areas of the field with Port Adelaide. I think we've got a really strong back line. Tommy Jonas down there and Cleary and Dougal Howard and Darcy Byrne-Jones, and just even with Ryan Burton coming in as well, he's been really impressive. And you know, the forward line, I'm really excited to work with Charlie and play with Robbie Gray, obviously one of the legends of Port Adelaide, so looking forward to putting on the Guernsey with him. And but obviously, as most people know, probably the game's won in the midfield, and I can definitely see us hopefully getting Ollie back and getting that shoulder right, and hopefully having a big year in the engine room, because hopefully, you know, I can help add to that, and hopefully keep Paddy fresh as well. Because if he's fresh and playing his best footy every week, then there's no reason why we can't be winning games. So really excited about the season, and like I said earlier, hopefully we can just keep some of our good players injury free and finish off the year well.
A lot of contested animals in the midfield. You go through it. Ebert, Boak, Gray, Wines, Rockcliffe, Power Pepper. We know that. I guess if there's one knock just from the outside, it's the loss of Jared Polek, perhaps Chad Wingard as well, and some leg speed and some X factor through the midfield. Has the club tried some different personnel through there to try and get some speed and some excitement to match it with those tough nuts inside?
Yeah, we've been trying a lot of things at training. So, I expect to in the next coming weeks to trial in the games, because obviously it's a bit hard when you're training all these things at training and your teammates know what you're doing, because sometimes it doesn't really come off. But I'm looking forward to playing against some opposition that don't know what we're doing. And yeah, hopefully, I don't know much about what happened last year with the loss of Polly and Pittard, but you know, I think I'm excited for this year, and there's no reason why we can't hopefully go better and play finals this year, hopefully.
Well, Scotty, I can imagine there'd be nothing else better than winning an AFL Premiership. Kane seems to think it was a pretty good day out. Have you got any teammates or coaches? Have you given the boys any pep talks just to tell them exactly what it's like? Are you giving them feedback?
Not really. I was quite mindful coming in that I didn't want to be the guy that came in and said, this is the recipe and this is how you win it. But, you know, there's been guys who ask questions, and coaches, and you know, what I mean, I remember Vossi asked me when I first got here in front of the players, he said, just try and describe it, you know, the feeling, and I just said, you can't, you know, it's just one of those feelings that, you know, only you can know if you win it, obviously, but trying to describe it is just, yeah, just one of those things that you look back in your career one day and think, geez, I, you know, actually did it. So I'm really happy to be at Port Adelaide, and you know, all the guys, you know, I can see that they want it. So yeah, hopefully we can work together well, and if I can pass on some feedback on the way, then that'll help, then, you know, I'll do that for sure.
Where were you on the ground when that kick from Dom Sheed sailed through? Were you in the goal square? Were you behind him? And what were you feeling straight after it went through?
I was just coming to the bench, actually, and I remember I just didn't think he was going to kick it, because we kicked, three or four points in a row, and I was a culprit, in the third quarter of kicking, missing an easy one, but there was a few guys that missed some easy ones as well, so we probably should have won by more, but when I went through, it was just a crazy feeling, and I knew that it was going to obviously go back to the centre square, and that was a massive clearance by the boys to get it forward after that, so I think the first couple of weeks everything was pretty blurry, but you definitely find yourself thinking about it a lot, which is all right with me.
Well, mate, thanks so much for your time. 26 years of age, right smack bang in your prime on the back of a premiership winning outstanding season last year. We're rapt that Port Adelaide's got you, and we think you'll make a big impact. We'll catch up throughout the year, and as I said, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, no worries, guys. Hopefully speak to you soon.
Great stuff. Scott Lyce at Port Adelaide went after him. They've been there for a couple of years trying to get him back, I think, Hazy. Finally, they got him back. And just the 75 games across, probably, what is it, 7 or 8 seasons now for Scott Lyce, that he has played a second fiddle to Nick Natanui. But as I said, in his prime, and the tandem between him and Paddy Ryder could work extremely well for Port this year.